Welcome to the Lost Stop Podcast and the 10th edition of the Transcontinental Race, supported by our race partners, Farah Cycling, Pedaled, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design. Day 16 and the last of TCR number 10. The race is on for those riders either on or near the last parkour as they try to make it to the finish line before the final cutoff point for entry into this year's general classification. Meanwhile, those riders who have already completed their TCR adventure are gearing up for this evening's finishers party. Race reporter Emma Cole is at the finish line to welcome today's new arrivals in Istanbul. Hugo Manson, Cap 137.
It's amazing. I've wanted to come to Istanbul for a long time and I've been sort of saving it for a bike tour, and when it came up as the TCR finish destination, it seemed perfect. So, yeah,
that is glad a pretty
to have
cool
a few days here now.
Pretty cool way to reach Istanbul.
It's not bad. First TCR, yeah.
Amazing. And is it something you've wanted to do for ages?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's been on my list. Top of my bucket list. And yeah, I've done a couple of other races to sort of prove to myself that I'm ready. Yeah, it's great to be here at the finish line.
Lizzie Jenkins, Cap 33.
How's your recovery been since you finished late last night?
I've eaten a lot of cheese.
Yeah, a lot of cheese. I had two dinners last night and a nice long sleep. So yeah, feeling refreshed.
I think so. Yeah, still like a little bit like delirious, but overall good. Yeah.
Were you dreaming about cheese on the bike? Why was that your finisher's meal?
I don't know. I think that's just what they eat in Turkey. A lot of cheese. I think they had like six different types. So
that's awesome. And was that your first TCR?
Second. I did it 2 years ago. Yeah.
How does it compare?
I think I enjoyed it more this time because last time I had quite a lot of doubts as if I could actually get there, whereas this time, because I knew that I could get to the finish, it allowed a bit more space for enjoying it, which was cool.
Has your confidence grown as a result?
I think so, yeah. I think it's trusting that your body will bounce back when you feel like really shit. And then it does and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I can keep going.
That's awesome. And what is next for Lizzie Jenkins?
Oh. Sleep, I think. It's funny because when I was riding, I was like, oh, I don't think I'll do this again. But already today, I'm like,
Punctures have been a theme at this year's TCR. And Ted Missens, Cap 183, is another rider to have experienced plenty of roadside repairs.
I've had a really enjoyable ride. It's been odd. I'm not going to lie, it's been really difficult at times. But yeah, spectacular.
You look like a very happy man.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here. I had a bit of a nightmare the past few days, or the past kind of day. I thought I'm gonna do an all-in-one. I got up at four on yesterday morning, rode all day yesterday, rode all night, and then I had about four or five punches at the night time, like just for the parkour. So, you know, and then I patched it, and then it leaked, and I patched it again. So, I'm pleased to be here, just having to stop every 20 minutes and pump my tyres up.
Oh, my days, yeah. But you made it, most importantly.
Absolutely. It's been a long time coming. So I'm chuffed.
If you follow the race, you'll know that our race reporters are joined in each control car by one of our race photographers. It's been the primary way for us to share the race with dot watchers back home since those early editions. For Heike Otten, Cap 225, this year's race photography has led to a perception-changing experience.
I mean, I've watched the last transcontinental races and I always looked at the pictures and thought like, oh, these badass athletes, and they look so pro and so strong, and signing up here, I totally did not feel that way. I thought like, let's see how that goes. And then I watched the first portraits from the, I think, Mangard Pass, and I thought like, I look surprisingly pro in those pictures. And I felt like they totally like made me change my perception of like how I feel about myself or how I look in the race. And first one was more like looking strong, with next checkpoint also like kind of captures the vulnerability and emotions that come up during the race. And so like, that's kind of interesting how the pictures that you take also, I don't know, spark some thoughts in me and some self-reflection, because like you get this outside perspective, you know, by yourself and all the time, so yeah, it was great. Really lovely.
As the start of the finishers party looms on the final day of the race, Jörg Stolzheimer rolls into the finish to complete his journey.
when you saw, like, there's a view of Istanbul when that came into view, how did you feel?
I cried a little. I cried also as I saw the first time the ocean in, where was it? In Greece, yes. I don't know. I don't know where it come from, so.
4,000 kilometers of riding.
Yeah, I guess that's it. It's crazy.
Is this something you've dreamed about doing for a while?
It's my first time. And it's wonderful and it's crazy at the same time. I have no words.
Jörg is joined by Lee Pierce, Cap 40.
I had the Roop Muppet of Hell yesterday. So I was really...
The what from him?
I was a Roop Muppet. You know, so I make him a Roop mistake. And, so I had a really big lunch with some meat because my body really responds well to meat. And I was almost like drunk on meat for the next hour. And I'm cycling through this village and it's beautiful. And in the village, there'll be like a cafe with like 20, 30, 40 men in who are agricultural workers. And so as I come into this village, they all start pointing to the left. And but my Strava, my Garmin's pointing straight ahead, up north. And I said, and they're all pointing left. And I said, no, I'm going straight up. And I got up about 200 meters further up and I'm on dirt and I'm looking at a 45% climb and I couldn't go back because I couldn't deal with the embarrassment of all these men, just real men with their tea laughing at me. We told you to go left. And I ended up scrambling up a road embankment at 45%. I've got photos to prove it.
It's amazing how far pride can push you, isn't it?
Seriously, it was good. I can't go back down. I was drunk on meat. That's what it was about. And then the subsequent 2-3 hours of the climb, which should have taken about an hour and a half if I'd gone the left way, and it rained twice. It was kind of showers because it was at the top of the hill. It just ruined my day, really. Don't get drunk on meat.
Carlotta Schumacher, Cap 34, is the youngest finisher at just 18 years of age.
So, I was looking for a sleeping spot and then I ran out of water and I know, okay, at graveyards you can see, like, you can find water. And then it was like a little house somehow where there were like candles inside. And then I thought, okay, it might be nice place. And it was really warm inside. So I put myself, there were like candles and a firelighter. And I went in there, like put 50 cents into a box and took the firelight and make myself a light and had like a really nice somehow a date night with my sleeping bag there. Yeah, it was really great actually. Yeah, I could sleep really well.
Where do you find the confidence from and the the confidence to take on a huge event like this? At just 18 years old.
I mean, I just didn't think about it. So I just signed up and then there we go. I did two ultras before together with my dad, so I have some experience, but I also did some bikepacking, for example. I also like checked the first checkpoint already. But I thought like, yeah, let's gonna try. I mean, at least you can just gain your experience and you have nothing to lose. Yeah.
Thomas Greenbergen, Cap 88.
So how come you signed up for the transcontinental race?
Yeah, it was a bit of an obsession.
Yeah?
It was just fascination that people can cycle so far. And I was curious if I was able to do it. So I've been working like 5 years, increasing distance. Kind of triggered by TCR. And then one time it was time to apply.
Yeah.
And see if I can do it. And this was the year.
And you've just done it. How does that feel?
Yeah, incredible. Feels like an amazing achievement.
I feel like you got the biggest smile on your face. It's so lovely to see.
So happy. Very happy person right now.
Evening on day 16 and the finishers party is underway in Istanbul. It's an opportunity for the riders to celebrate their achievements and to share and compare stories from the road one last time.
We're at the finishers party at the moment. You can hear the music in the background. Everyone seems to be having a pretty good time, had a bit of food, had a few drinks. We are awaiting another rider at the moment, which is going to be really exciting. It'll be the first one to arrive at the new finish line of the party, which is really cool. And then we'll be lining up to do the prizes and the awards for this year's race, which is always one of my favourite bits. Chance to share some of the funny stories from out on the road, to kind of share those nice moments and to recognise the achievement of everyone who's made it to the finish here in Istanbul, which is really cool. And then the last thing, the last bit of race news is waiting for the Malianera to arrive.
And how does it feel for you, David, the end of the TCR?
It's a mixture of joy and relief, I think. I think it's been months and months of work to get to this point. All of the recceing, all of the kind of planning, the training the volunteers, the recruiting the media team, everything else, and like trusting that all of that hard work and the thought that goes into it pays off. But then when you actually see it come to life and the brilliant job that everyone's done and the way that people have engaged with it and the stories from the race, it's really heartwarming. So yeah, I think happy that it's been like a safe and exciting race and that we've been able to share it with the world in a way that people seem to enjoy. So yeah, I think I'll finally sleep well tonight.
Fadi Alre, Cap 161, completes his own TCR experience just in time to join the party.
You've timed it perfectly for the party as well.
Yeah, it is.
Was this the plan all along? Were you just like holding back just to make sure you arrived now?
I will see. Until now I have energy, so
yeah.
It's like a dream. It's like a dream since 2014, since I knew about Transcontinental.
Right, yeah.
So it was my dream to do this across the continent.
Yeah.
And now it's come true, like to Asia, the whole Europe.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And you also cycled from Sweden to the start line, I believe.
Yeah, I did. Actually, I cycled from home to the ferry, and then I took the ferry to Germany, which is escape Denmark. In a nice way. I mean, my girlfriend joined me for that trip, so it was like kind of vacation, transportation.
And a warm-up.
Yeah, and warm-up. For me, warm-up, I was like having all the baggage here, so it's like 25 kilograms.
Yes.
Yeah, it was good warm-up.
Lionel Bob, Cat 143, scratched from this year's race in Salzburg. But as a TCR veteran of multiple editions, he's in a good position to reflect on how the race has evolved over the years.
You've done a few TCRs now. When was your first one?
The first one was the second. Certainly it was here when Mike was around, and we came to Istanbul, which is why being the 10th and my 6th TCR, I wanted to end things in Istanbul. You know, and 10th anniversary and everything else. So I have actually got to the end. I did the longest TCR that went up to Poland and finished in Meteora. I think that might have been 2004 or 6. But I have actually got to the end of a TCR. And so I know that feeling of being one of the finishers.
And you were just telling me about how much the sport of ultra distance has changed during that time. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, I think a lot of people have recognized that there is value in the event. There is a benefit in terms of the training and everything else and the health benefits. And more importantly, it's made it really popular. I think the TCR has a lot to do with that. And feel that this edition in particular, the quality and of all the riders has really gone up. Someone quoted somewhere that even those that were positioned backmarkers were still doing 240 kilometers a day. So that does go to show that the caliber is there and the quality in the field and those riders that are taking part is pretty high.
The finishers party gives the Lost Dot team a chance to thank all the riders for taking part in the race and for their incredible, inspiring efforts to cycle 4,000 kilometres across an entire continent. As is tradition, it's also a chance to hand out a few awards and prizes to a selection of riders who have earned a special mention.
The next person that we have a prize for is someone whose story really captured the imagination of both the rest of the field and all of the dot watchers at home. So, Victor Bassoni. Yeah. For your 540 kilometer detour to get your passport with an extra two mountain passes thrown into the mix just for the spice in the sandwich, you get, we've also heard you referred to as the Higgs boson, which is the God particle, which I think is a fairly fitting tribute to you as well. For you, we have a green leaderboard cap and a 12-month subscription to Komoot Premium to help you route back to your lost belongings in the future.
The final word at this year's transcontinental race goes to Damien Van Loon, Cap 93, who reflects on those who are no longer with us to share the experience, as well as what makes ultra racing such a unique and special thing to do.
You always learn something about yourself. So this is like my 15th ultra race, and I've probably done another 10, 15 ultra adventures with either by myself or with friends. So I always wonder about the other people who aren't here anymore, like Mike Hall, and we lost Chris Barker on the Indy Pack this year. So yeah, thinking about those people as you're riding along is important, and then realizing, you know, the most ultimate thing is just how transcendental the whole thing is. You know, it's very meditative. It's a very meditative experience. And I think that's probably what I personally get out of it the most, is just the personal journey and just thinking about your stuff, you know, your life, you know, what you're going to do next kind of thing, and just imagine all the different endings. So, yeah.
That's it for the 10th edition of the Transcontinental Race. Congratulations again to Robin Gemperla, who put together a near-perfect performance to win his first TCR. And to Jana Kessenheimer, the race's fastest woman. And, of course, the fastest pair to reach Istanbul, Sherry Cardona and Geryon Tewes. Then lastly, Tim De Vitter, winner of our green leaderboard. Amongst the standout performances, it's been a race packed with rider stories. Tales of resourcefulness in the face of adversity, of pushing on when it's so much easier to stop, and even turning back to fix mistakes, to make it possible to move forward once again, quicker, stronger, even more determined. Thank you for listening. You can read Emma's final race report from the road on the Lost Dot website and go back through all of our race updates across all our social media channels. Thanks to our race partners, Farah Cycling, Pedaled, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design.